There was an attempt to draft some rules. That was in 2009. State's Attorney James Hoyle says he spent about 6 months researching and writing an adult entertainment ordinance. Hoyle says he included with it a number of studies.
And all the studies conclude that with a strip bar comes other types of crime, such as prostitution, drug use. It's common that that type of stuff happens on premises. And despite what owners say will not happen, it does with the type of clientele that you have.
The ordinance you wrote, would that have prevented a club like this from coming here, or would it simply have placed a number of restrictions on it?
No, you cannot prevent a club like that from coming. It puts a number of restrictions on it, but it's considered First Amendment speech. It's dancing, and so, but what does put limits on it as far as 4-foot rules, so there's not touching.
I take it none of those limits would be in place today?
They are not in place because we haven't passed an ordinance, and once you build a place without an ordinance, there's no restrictions on them. It's considered First Amendment speech, and so if we pass an ordinance today, the place they built is grandfathered in. It would only apply to new places.
So just about anything could go at this place?
Yeah, there's no restrictions preventing VIP rooms where, you know, frequently people pay $300 to go in and have a private dance that other people don't get to observe. And if they're paying $300 for it, you can only imagine what goes on. And so I'm concerned about that type of stuff.
So what can you do? Anything?
I'm limited at this point unless they commit other crimes or they fail to comply with other laws. But as far as the establishment itself, as long as they keep order, you know, there's not fights. You know, if they use bouncers and they have appropriate parking and traffic concerns. And right now there's not a liquor license, but, you know, people bring their own liquor. But there's no kind of control that keeps them from drinking to excess like you would have at another bar where they have, you know, where people are not supposed to drink to excess. And if they are, they need to, you know, they usually ask them to leave. You don't have those kind of restrictions now. People can come from other bars after they close, come to this place and misbehave like they do in Gulfport.
What about the ordinance you drafted? Well, what became of that?
My understanding is, well, originally when I provided it to our county board chairman and it had the study, so it was a rather deep stack, he returned it back to me and informed me that McDonough County didn't need another 10-page ordinance and that he felt it was the start of zoning. My understanding is it's been presented to the Law and Legal Committee at least once before, and it did not make it out of committee to be brought to the full board. A number of the board members, I think it's a little backwards thinking, think that this is the start of zoning. It's not.
Can you explain what's the difference between, for example, the ordinance that you wrote and zoning?
My ordinance was directed specifically at the placement and use of adult establishments such as strip bars. And zoning in general deals with everything from parking to, you know, what type of places you can build and where. And such as houses or anything. And zoning itself, you have a zoning office and zoning enforcement, like we have with most of our villages and cities have certain types of zoning. Our county has no zoning, and this is not a zoning ordinance. It's an adult use ordinance. It's very specific to what it deals with.
McDonough County State's Attorney James Hoyle says that ordinance would have created an adult use commission. In addition, establishments would have been licensed and would have paid an annual administrative license fee of $1,200. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.